Okay, good morning. Today is Daf Lamed Vav. We're on Lamed Hayamed Beis by the two dots, the third, fourth wide line, where it says Gufa. Today's shiur is sponsored by Ari and Aliza Ginsberg for Refuah Shlema for Rivka Perel Bas Sega Bela. Okay, here we go. Gufa. We said yesterday, Amar Rabba Bar Nathan. Rabba Bar Nathan said, Tonu Chitin. If somebody says, hey, where's the weed I left, asked you to watch? And you answer back, you never asked me to watch wheat. You only asked me to watch barley. Potter. You're potter. Why? That's not considered a case of moda b'miktas. Why? Because you're admitting an entirely different item. And the halachas of moda b'miktas require you to admit at least part of the same item. So if I ask you, where's $100? And you say, no, it's only 50. That's a case of moda b'miktas. But if I ask you, where's the 100 bushels of wheat? You say, no, there is no wheat. It's barley. That's not a case of moda b'miktas. Okay? Says the Gemara, "My kamashmalon." What's the chiddush of that? We learned that already. Would we learn that already? In Masechet Shavuos, Tanina. We learned that already. Tanu chitin v'hodelo b'saorin. If you ask for, if you claim chitin and you are admitted saorin, potter. You don't have to pay the saorin. Why? Because he didn't ask for saorin. He asked for chitin, and it's not a case of modul because he's potter. So why do we need to tell it here? We know it already. So the Gemara says, "No, imei hasam. If I only would have had the keys over there, havamin, I would have thought pater medina chitin. No, you have to pay the chitin. I'm sorry, you pater from that. Why? Because you denied it 1,000%. But the chayav medina orin, you have to pay the barley at least. Kamash malon says our member here, you don't even pay the barley. That's what we said yesterday. You don't even pay the barley. You pay nothing. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Kamash malon depart the lagamri. You pater for everything." Okay, that was an amarok statement based on the Mishnah we had yesterday. You don't have to pay anything. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Tanan, our Mishnah said yesterday, Hayu hanezakin shnayim. There were two animals, two oxen did damage. Echad gadol ve'echad katan. One big and one little. Now, the Nizik said the big was with the big and the little with the, right? And the Mazik said, no, the other way around. Or whatever, the other way around. Right? What's the halacha? Hamotzi mechaveru al avaraya. Right? That's the halacha. You want to get the more money from the tams? Prove it. Nobody knows what happened. Prove it. That implies, hello, mighty raya. What if you don't have a raya? What if you don't? You can't prove it. Then what? Shakal kidika amar mazik. We would say whatever the mazik said. Bottom line is, and there was damage done here. So the Mizik says, in the best way, he gets more. Right? There's the time and the time and the and the Mazik says, no, the other way around. Right? So what does the Mishnah say? Bring a raya. And what if you don't bring a raya? I can't bring a raya. I wasn't there. Nobody was there. The two animals got hurt with each other. Nobody was there. Then the Mazik's correct. Right? Am I? Why do you have to pay like what the Mazik said? Chitin and Seorin Ninu. Isn't this a case of Chitin and Seorin? It's all different. I said the tam damaged. You said no, the muad damaged. I'm claiming money for a muad, and you answer back me tam. I'm asking for wheat. You answer me back barley. Patal lagamri. It's a difference. Says the Rajba, what's a difference? When I ask you for where's the wheat, I say where's the wheat I and you say there is no wheat. It's barley. So I'm asking you for apples, and you're returning me oranges. Here I'm saying where's the $100? For the shor muad, and you're answering back, no, it's $50 from a shor tam. That's a classic case of moda b'miktas. Right? I'm asking you with.
Why is that? Because you're talking to different animals now.
Oh, that's Rajma's answer. The question is, the Rajma's question is, how can you compare a case of tam and muad to a case of wheat and barley? How can you compare that? How can you make that comparison? The Gemara makes that comparison. How can you make that comparison? One's talking about items of produce, and one's talking about money. And by money, the rule is, moda b'miktas. Where's the $100? Because your time is a muad. And the answer back is, what do you mean? It's only 50. That's not a case of chitin and t'orin. Right? It's not a case of chitin and t'orin. So the Rajba answers, no, the focus is on the animals. I want to be toveya, your muad. That's an animal. And the answer back is, no, it's the tam. So that's where's my wheat? No, it's barley. Does that make sense? So the kasha makes sense. The kasha makes sense. Why you just said that the chiddush of repeating the halacha of chitin and barley, wheat and barley, is to tell me you putter 100%. Then how come an Amish didn't have to pay 50%? Right? So the Rashi says, what do you mean they're not even the same? No, they are the same. Because you're tying on the animals. So the Gemara answers, no, the Gemara says, right. Don't think for 1 minute that you actually get the money. What it means is, the roi little. You would be roi to get it. But ve'ein little, ve'ein lo. But not, you don't have a raya. You're right, you don't get anything. You're right, you don't get. You would, if you had proof. And if not, you don't get. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? More tiny, but it says, it says, you would be entitled, but you don't have a right, we don't get. What do you mean, the Mishnah, you pay? You pay like what? The Tamazik. So the Gemara says, no, the Tafas. It's a case of Tafas, he grabbed it. Meaning, the Nizik took money from the Mazik. Right? He's not entitled to it, because I won't say Mechaveh Olvaraya, but he's entitled to the other half. In the Konami, the halacha is if you ask for the Shor Muad and you answer it in a short time, you put the Lagamri. Now, that's because in halacha, there's just technical rules about how to be time and how to be modes of a mitzvah. Now, what if the Nizik walks and says, I have two animals. They both got damaged. So I think it's the time and the time, you know, I think it's the favors me. Fine. I don't have the Raya, at least I'm entitled to half. Yes, there's a halacha out there that I'm not entitled to, so I'm going to go take his stereo. It's worth half. I'm taking the animal. I'll take the time. I'll sell it, and I'll give him half back. So if you do that, you could do that. Right? You're not considered the godfather if you do that. You could do that. That's exactly what he does. Are you entitled off the bat? You're absolutely not entitled off the bat. Why? Because if you ask for chitin and you answer back on Seorin, you're put through 100%. Okay? Tanan, now the exact same thing again. There was a time in a muad. Hanizik Omer, the Nizik says, Muad hizik es agadol, the Muad hit the big one, the time es akata, the time the little one. The Mazik Omer, the Mazik says, no, low-key, not true, el time es agadol, Muad es akatan. And what do we say? Hamotzi mechavero olvaraya. Right? Same exact Gemara. There's five cases in the Mishnah. This is, I was on one case. Now we're asking the exact same question in the other case. Holo maithi raya. What if you don't bring a raya? What if he didn't bring a raya? He doesn't have a raya. Right, the Nizik says the Muad hit the big one, and the Katan the Tam hit the Katan, and the Mazik says no, it's not true. It's all the way around. It's the other way around. The Mazik pays less. So what do we say? Bring a Raya. What if you don't bring a Raya? What if you don't bring a Raya? Then what? Shakel Kedam or Mazik? Then you pay like the Mazik says. Am I? Why? Chidin Zorin Inu. It's Chidin Zorin. And we turn to Amar Aleph. The Gemara answers, royally till the Ein Lo. No, it doesn't mean you get the money. You would be entitled to the money if you could prove it. You can't prove it, you don't get anything. I botanya raise him to shtalim lakatan minamuad ulagadam minatam. I we have a bride that says no, you do have to pay. So the Gemara answers, doesn't mean you paid, it means the tafas. You grabbed it. Okay, so once you grab it, again the same exact thing. We don't take it away from you. Now the top tosos over here, we asked this yesterday, we didn't really answer it. Why does the Mishnah have to say the same thing five times? And we had that question, right? If the ox walks on the ox falls down. The Nizik says, your ox damaged me. The Mazik says, no, tripped over a rock. What do we say? Hamotzi mechaveh olvaraya. And two oxen, again, two oxen. And one's a big, one's a little, one's a tiny. But why do we say the same thing five times? So the top Tosfos has a reason why each one you have to say five times. And basically, the first, about when the Nizik says, your animal did it, and the Mazik says, no, it tripped over a rock, right? The Tosfos explains that the chiddush is that even if the mazik is a shema and the nizik is a bari, we still and sumchus holds as yachloku, we still say what's the olvaraya. All those are chiddushim. That's why all five are there. Even if each one says it's a shema and a bari, all the cases are motzi mechaveh olvaraya. It's repeated five times. Tosfos says the last case is not. There's no chiddush in that. The last one, the one of that, if the one we just said, that if it's a gadol and a tam and a small one and a mu'ah back and forth, that one there is no chiddush, and that's just repeated to for completeness sake. No chiddush in that one. There's four cases of chiddushim. Each case is a different aspect of bari and shema. Okay. Next, hayushneim shel ish echad shneim chayavin. But if the Mishnah said if they both belong to one person, they're both chayav. What happened? I had two tams. I have two tams, and it did damage to somebody's ox. So I'm chayiv no matter what. Chayiv no matter what, right? Amale Rava miparzika leRavashi. Rava says to Ravashi, Shmamina. There's a raya from here that shvarim tamin sheiziku, that when these two tams do damage, rotsa mizegove. You can cut them, either one. Says Rashi, there's a very controversial Rashi. Rashi says, in other words, what is he saying? What does he mean by that? You can collect from both, or you could pick. Oh, so Rashi says you collect from both. Rashi says, V'im avad ha'echad, v'im avad ha'echad. What does that say? Come? V'im avad ha'echad. What if one got lost?
Before he took it.
Come chaveiro, v'im komo. Well, the other one's here. Umishtalem, hi menu. You collect from it. The Torah says, you can't do that. You can collect whichever one. Pick one. You can't pick both. One died. Oh, I got the other one. Good, I'm not going to lose money. What kind of rule is that? Right? That's what Rashi says. One gets lost, you go to the other one. Torah says, no, not true. So Ravashi answers back to Rava. No. Hachab mayaskinan. You know what we're talking about? Bimuadin. We're talking about muads. So the Gemara says, imuadin. If we're talking about muad, ima seifa. Then look at the seifa. Hayechad gadol v'yechad katan. One was big, one was small. Hanizik omer, the nizik said, gadol, hizik, v'amazik omer, loki. It's not true, ala katan hizik. What do we say? Hamotzi mechaber ol v'raya. Now, that's all good if you're talking about tams. Why? Because tam pays me gufo. So we have to know which animal was it. Imuadin, my nafkale mineh. Who cares? So, if the bottom line is, you have to pay. Who cares which one it was? Right? Only makes a difference if it's a tam. So you want the big tam to pay to the big animal because tams only pay me gufo, only chatzi nezek. So I want the $1,000 animal to have to pay. I get $500 out of it. If it's a $100 animal, I'm going to get $50 out of it. So the nezek says, of course it was the big one. If it's a mu'at, who cares? Makes no difference. So the Gemara says, Amalei, no, Seifa, but Tam and Seifa is talking about the case of Tams. That makes it has to be. Resha bimuadim. But the case, the first, that not, doesn't mean the Resha and the Seifa here, it means the case we just mentioned about the two animals, that's talking about muads. Amalei Ravacha Sabal Ravashi, Ibn Muadin, Chayav, Ibn Muadin. So we're talking about muads now? So Chayavim, it should say, Chayav Gavrami Boyle. The owner has to pay. The owner, not them. Chayavim means the oxen. But if it's a mu'ah, there is no oxen don't have to pay. It doesn't even make sense to say the oxen, because by the time that makes sense, because it's really the half the value of the ox is going to be required to pay. But if it's a mu'ah, says the Gemara, it would make more sense to say the owner. Why? Because it comes out of his bank account. So the Gemara says, v'su also, my shnehem. What do you mean shnehem? It's a mu'ad here. It means shnehem, both of them. It doesn't make any sense. So the shnehem chayavin. What do you mean shnehem chayavin?
It made sense before.
When it was a tam. Now it doesn't make any sense. So Ella, you know, Ella olam betamin. Really, we're talking about tam. We had kashas. Rabbi Akiva, it's talking about Rabbi Akiva Shita. The Amar who says, shutfin ninhu. They become partners. So what happened? Two tams damaged one guy. According to Rabbi Akiva, the minute that happened, those two tams become partners with the nizik. Now, only one of these animals, we don't know which one. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, it says as follows. The taima, the reason why you're going to be chayiv here, is the istnehu l'tarvayhu. They're both here. So, on some level, these two animals become partners with the nizik, and d'lo matzi manchile. There's no way that the mazik could get the nizik off his back. There's two animals are here. One of them certainly did damage. We don't know which one. So the nizik becomes partners in both. Now you have to pay from one. Rashi said from both. It's a little difficult. Avolesto tavayu. What if one's not here? One died. Right? Matzi armale. The mazik could say to the nizik, zil aisi raya, the high Torah azkach. Bring me a raya, that's the one. And then you know what? Vashaymlach. Then I'll pay you. Bring me a raya, I'll pay you. You don't have... One ran away. One died. There's only one here left. Is that the one? You have a right, that's the one? You have a right, that's the one? I'll pay up. If not, I'm very sorry. So therefore, you need both of them. Therefore, you need both of them. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah.
That wouldn't work out according to Rashi.
Right, so Tosfos.
According to Rashi, he's saying that it's really.
Tosfos has a whole different thing. Tosfos says that both animals did the damage. That's what Rashi means. They both did damage. That's also not part of Pshat. They both did damage. That way you get out of the problem if one died. So they both did. How much did each one do? That we don't know. So that's a whole different way of learning. Yeah.
Sure, A as payment.
Right.
Who he transfers over, whatever, got lost. So why does he lose out?
Because he's an owner, considered an owner of it. He's considered an owner of it. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita.
No,
so we always thought Rabbi Akiva Shita was so amazing for the Nizik. It's not so amazing. Every Shita has drawbacks and
in the before he,
yeah.
Why would he lose out if the shore is lost?
Why would he?
Yeah.
According to Rashi, he would not.
No, we have questions on that, right? How can you do that, right?
What? Why would he lose out? Because prove which animal did the damage. Prove. You have to prove it. Well, you can't just win. Prove it.
Both of them belong to the Iman.
Fine. Which one was it? Which one was it?
Well,
one of them, right? One of them. Yeah. Says Rabbi Akiva, fine. If they're both here, I'll have to pay you. If not, the only one's here. How do I know it's the one? Bring me Uriah. Bring me Uriah. I'll gladly pay you. You don't have Uriah, I'm not paying you. That's why the Mishnah says Shnai and both of them. Both of them have to be here. Okay. Hadron Aloch HaManiach, Hadron Aloch HaManiach, Hadron Aloch HaManiach. We now start the next parak, the fourth parak of Bava Kama. The walked in a perfect time, aside the new parak, and he thought, now the Gemara starts getting difficult. Till now it was easy. Yeah. Here we go. Ready? Shor Shenogach Arba V'Chamisha Shvarim. One ox gores four or five different oxen. And you know what? It's still a tam. One after the other. It's still a tam. How can it still be a tam? Rashi says, the reason why it's still a tam is because it saw other oxen and didn't gore them. So it gored shor number one. Then it was walking down the street, saw a bunch of, didn't bother them. Then later on it did another one. So it's still a tam. Because it had the opportunity to damage more and didn't do it. That's Rashi's pshat. So Rashba says the owner wasn't warned, and this town of holes, you have to warn the master guy, right? The Be'iri says this all happened on one day, and we hold this town of holes that it can't have a moor in one day, right? We had that already. So either way, it's still a time, even though it did four or five times, okay? Who gets paid now? Tam only pays Migufo. Who gets paid? Yishalem la'achron shebehem. The last one who got damaged, he goes first. If there's left over, Vimyeshbo Moser, if there's left over, Yaxil Shalafanov. The guy beforehand gets paid. So it's Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda. First Yehuda gets paid. Right? He gets paid Chatzi Nezek from the value of the Tam. Yehuda gets paid off. There's more Chatzi Nezek left, then it goes to Levi. There's more left, it goes to Shimon, and then it goes back to Reuven. Okay? That sounds simple. This is going to be completely turned upside down. In the Gemara. Right now it's the most simple, it's the simple pshat. Reb Shimon, who's going to be impossible in the Mishnah, he's going to be more simple later. Now, fine. Yeah, again, if Yeshua Moser, if it's left over, Yaksa Shalafanov, it goes to the guy before. Vishalafanov, the Achron Achron Niskar. The last guy always wins. The last victim always wins. He gets paid first. Make sense? What do you mean? Gets paid. That's Remeir holds. The last one gets paid first. Okay? Therefore, he always wins. Okay? Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, not so fast. Shor Shavim Asayim. The animal's worth 200. Shenogach Shor Shavim Asayim. Who damages another ox also worth 200. Now, the Einhan Nevela Yofa Klum. Let's say the Nevela Yofa is not worth anything. Keep the numbers nice and simple. So what happens now? Zeh no tel mona, vzeh no tel mona. Reuven is the owner. Make Reuven the owner now. Shimon is the victim. The animal's worth 200, damages Shimon's ox. He has to pay Shimon 100. He pays Shimon the 100. The Gemara is going to say that this Shita of Reb Shimon agrees with Rabbi Akiva that he becomes a partner in the ox. Now that Shimon's a partner, Shimon also has a chi of Shmira. He's a partner, he's a half owner now, right? So now any damage that happens, Shimon's going to be responsible too. Okay? So Reuven's got 100, Shimon's got 100. Now, Chazar v'nagach shor acher. Shava masayim. Now, the ox damages Levi's ox. Okay? Now, ha'achron notel mana. I skipped a line, didn't I? Zeh notel mana v'chazar v'nagach shor acher shava masayim. Ha'achron notel mana. That means Levi gets 100. Levi gets 100. Why? Because his ox was damaged. 50%. His ox was damaged 200. Half of that's 100. Where did he get that 100 from? He gets 50 from Reuven, 50 from Shimon. Why? Because they're both owners. 50 from Reuven, 50 from Shimon. That means, Achmonotamana, Vishalafanov, and the guys before Levi, in other words, Reuven and Shimon, Zenotel Chamishim, Zuz, Vizenotel Chamishim, Zuz. They each get 50. In other words, each one had to give 50 to Levi, and then they keep 50 for themselves. Okay? So far, so good? No? Chazar v'nagach shor acher, shava masayim. Then they damage Yehuda. So no tell mana. Yehuda gets $100. Why? Because 200, half of 200 is 100. Where does he get the 200 from? He gets 50 from Levi, because Levi now also has a din of a owner. He gets 50 from Levi. V'shalafana of Chamishim Zuz. He gets 50 from Levi. V'shnayim Harishonim, and from Reuven and Shimon, Dinar Zahav, 25 each. And this goes on forever. Okay? Make sense? Okay. No, it doesn't make sense? It was Reuven's. It doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference.
He paid him and then he paid him
right
and settled right away and then he went on the same day, or
doesn't make a difference? Doesn't make a difference. Right? Again, it's always a time.
It's always
a time. Why? As Rashi says, because it saw other animals, didn't go there, it'll happen in one day. The Rashi says because the owner was never warned to do an extra shmira. Whatever reason, the technical reason, it's still a time. Okay?
No, but they didn't settle in that apartment, right?
What?
They didn't settle up.
Oh, know? Okay, right. So, this so far wasn't so bad. Here we go. Masnit and Mani. Who is the author of this Mishnah? Now, it says the Masnit and Mani. The Lo Kribi Shmuel, Uzo Kribi Akiva. It's not like Kribi Shmuel, we're talking about Remeir now. Remeir's Shita, the top Shita, which was the easier one to understand. Right? Easier one to understand. That can't be like anybody. Says Rabbeinu Hananel, Rabbeinu is a Tana, right? So what does Rabbeinu care what Rabbi Akiva said? What does Rabbeinu care what Rabbi Shmuel said? He can have his own Shita. We're going to explain now why Masnit and Mani. Delo Kribi Shmuel or Delo Kribi Akiva. It's not like either of them. Regarding what issue? Rabbi Shmuel said, you're like a claimant. You're like a Balchov. Why was it a Tana? You're like a Balchov. And Rabbi Akiva said, you become a Shutuf. So now Rabbeinu Shita is not like any of that. So Rabbeinu Chanan says, Rabbeinu was a Talmud. Oh, it's the first Rabbeinu Chanan. I want to see it inside. Banu lachkar. We're very interested to know. Mas Mishnasenu ditnan haba achron isko divra meir aliba deman. Who is that? That the last guy benefits. Lo ki Rebbe Yishmael v'lo ki Rebbe Akiva. We show him the meir Talmud Rebbe Yishmael Rebbe Akiva. Kid the guy see them b'tchilas erevin. Who tzrich olamar le meir lemi mehen shana. Rabbeinu was a Talmud of both Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Yishmael. He learned by both of them. So which of the two did he like better? Like we don't, it's not Mestar, but he came with a third approach. So which one of them did he agree with? Right? Rabbi Shmuel or Meir? So if you look at this Mishnah at face value, it's neither of them. Why? Why is it neither of them? Because, Ik Rabbi Shmuel, if it's Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar who said, Balechov esnenu, that everybody becomes a claimant, everybody becomes a Balchov, a Nizik is a Balchov, then hi achron achron niskar. It doesn't make sense to say that the last guy should win. Why should the last guy win? Rishon rishon niskar mi boyle. The first guy should win. He was the first one damaged. He's first in line. He should be paid first. Why the last guy? That doesn't have a Rishmal sheet at all. And ikra bi akiva, if it's a bi akiva sheet, the armor who says, Tura de shutfei, who, that you become a partner, so everybody's a partner in this ox. Reuven's the owner. Shimon's a partner. Levi's a partner. Yehuda's a partner. They're all partners. Then, Hayesh Bo Moser. What does it mean if there's leftovers? Yachzer L'Shelafanov. Right? If there's left over, it goes to the guy beforehand? That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense at all. Likulam mi boyale. It should go to everybody. In other words, if you hold it to Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva holds, everybody becomes a partner. Right? But the Mishnah said, Achron goes first. So for whatever reason, Achron goes first. Good. Now what if there's leftover money? What does the Mishnah say? Yehuda gets first, then it goes back to Levi, then it goes back to Shimon, then it goes back to Reuven. Why should that be? It should go, for whatever reason, which we don't understand, Yehuda gets the whole thing first, and then everyone should split it. Why? Everyone's a shutter. What's the kedima? So why should it be kedima? Right? Yaakov shall find it. Look cool on me, but it should go to everybody. They're all owners. Everyone's a shutter here. Everyone's a chayim chashmira. What's going on? So Amar Rava, Rava says as follows: La'olam kidi Rabbi Shmuel. Really, Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Shmuel. The Amar who says balechovos, everybody is a balchov. Ah, with the kashalach achron niskar. Then why does it go and last guy win? Rishon niskar mi boyale. It should be the first guy wins. Why does the first guy win? Because he is the first Balchov, he's first in line. So that should be right. That should be. Okay, here's not easy. Hacha mayaskinan, what's going on here? Kigon shetofsvu nizak lidvos haimenu. What happened? Each successive victim seized the shor. That's what's happening here. Vinasa alav kishomer sachar linazakin. And you become, regarding the Zikin, not regarding other things, a Shomer Sachar. What does that mean? That means as follows. Reuven got damaged. Now let's say that the owner is not one of the names of the Shvatim. The owner is O. O is owner. Reuven got damaged. What did Reuven do? He took the animal away. He seized it. Now that he did that, it becomes like it belongs to him. For purposes of the Zikin. What is that? It's a baby? It doesn't belong to him. It belongs to the owner. But for purposes of the Zikin, it belongs to him. So now, then it went ahead and damaged Shimon. Then Shimon seized it. And then it went ahead and damaged Levi. And then Levi seized it. So it's not normal to say it goes back to all of them. It's each one is an individual owner. Okay? That's why there's no din of first in line. Because it's not a normal situation of the owner always owning it. If the owner always owned it, then yes, Reuven would go first, and Shimon would go second, and Levi would go third. But that's not what happened. What happened was, every time there was a victim, they stole the animal. They didn't steal the animal, they seized the animal. Once they seize the animal, they become the owner, then they have no responsibility to anybody before them, only after them. That's why, Achron Niskar, the last guy is going to win. Okay? That's what Rava says. So when Reuven has to pay Shimon his 50%, how does he pay that 50%? He pays that 50% by having Shimon seize it. Right? Shimon seizes it, gets his 50% out of it. Then Levi dead down. Then Levi seizes it. They get his 50%. And it goes down the chain. That's Rava's answer. Okay? So far so good? That's what's going on here. If that's true, yesh bo mosar, then what did Mishnah say? If there's leftovers, yachzer shalafanov. It goes to the guy before. That makes no sense. Yachzer lebailami boile. It should go back to the owner. At some point in time, these people are only entitled to chatzi nezek. Fine. So what happened? Reuven took it from the owner. Right? He has $100 worth of damage. Shimon took it from Reuven. Shimon gets $100 worth of damage. Goes down, however far down the chain you want to go. The other half goes back to the owner, no? The owner's entitled to it. It's half of his animal. So what do you mean? That if there's leftovers, it goes to the guy previous. That shouldn't make any, doesn't make any sense. It should go back to the owner. It should go back to the owner. Amar Ravina. Ravina says, of course that half goes back to the owner. There's no shail about that. No one argues on that. The half it belongs to the owner. You can seize it all you want. You can only seize half of it. The other half goes back to the owner. So 50%, don't even talk to me about. We're only talking about the other 50%. And this is the part of the daf today that I have a very hard time understanding. So Ravina says as follows: Hachi Katani. This is what it means. Im yesh bo mosar binizkov yachzer l'shalafanov. What that means is, I can tell you what it means. I can't tell you the case. What it means is, if the last guy damaged was damaged less than the second to last guy. As Rashi explained it. The last guy was damaged less than second to the last guy. So we're still within the 50% that's going to be divvied up. So what did we say? The last guy wins. But his damage was less than the guy before him. Right? So the last guy gets his 50%. Now, what happens to the rest of it? So Yehuda, he's taking care, he gets 50%. No problem. But since Yehuda's damage was so small, I still have 50% left. Who gets it? Levi. That's what Ravina means to say. What? I just had a hard time hopping that. Because if you have to do the numbers. So let's do numbers. It's going to be complicated here. So Reuven, the owners, the ox is worth $200. Now 100 of it, we're not even talking about. 100 of it, that stays with the owner. Now what happened? Reuven was damaged $100. So what does he do? He seizes the ox. Now Shimon's damaged $75. What does he do? He seizes the ox. Now, Levi's damaged, I said Levi, Yehuda's damaged $30. So Yehuda gets, he gets full amount. Why? Achron Achron Iskar.
Now I have a problem.
Huh?
Now I have a problem.
I know, that's exactly the problem. Now that's the problem. So what happens? So he gets 15, he gets half of 30. Now we still have a lot left. Why do we have a lot left? We have a lot left because Yehuda's damaged less than everybody else's. That's what Ravina is coming to say. That's the whole chiddush of the Mishnah. If there's less damage, in other words, we were always saying it was the same amount. Everybody was damaged 100. So if everyone's damaged 100, not everyone's getting paid. There's only 100 to go around. Not everyone's getting paid. So what do we say? Achron Achron Iskar. That doesn't make any sense because each one stole it. Each one was tofes it. Each one seized it. So it doesn't make any sense. So what do we say? Achron Achron Iskar. Then what does the Mishnah mean when it says if there's left over, it goes to the guy beforehand? That means if down the chain, the damage was lower than the guys before. So the guy who's last always wins. Now what happens to the money left over? Oh, now it goes backwards. Now it goes backwards. Okay? Okay, maybe I said it after reading it so many times it finally sunk in. Sometimes you can make it overcomplicated, it makes it overcomplicated. So I tried to make it as simple as possible. Now what would be the halacha if Yehuda was damaged more than the others? What? Right, then it stops. Right, there's a machlokas about that. Because it's possible, the article points out, it's possible for Yehuda to get his full amount, Levi to get nothing, but Shimon to get money. That's possible. How is that possible? If Levi and Yehuda's damages are exactly the same, but Shimon's is different. So Yehuda gets his 50% from who? From Levi. Levi loses out. But if there's more money left over, it'll skip over Levi and go back to Shimon. It's very complicated. So make it nice and simple. I read the Mishnah. We read it one way. And then you come to the Gemara. It's entirely a different story. Completely different story. Right? Fine. The Chain, also, same story. Kiyosu Rav and Amar V'yochanan Mishum Pshias Shomrin Naguba. I mean, in other words, it's all because there was negligence here from the owners. B'mayo Kimta, what's the case? Kirby Shmuel, look Kirby Shmuel. Ihachi, if this whole Mishnah is like Kirby Shmuel, now Ema Seifa. What about Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon Omer, Shar Shav HaMasayim, Shinagach Shar Shav HaMasayim, Enevel Yachaklum. Now Rav Shimon, let's go into Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said what? That 200 damaged 200, the Enevel is worth nothing. Zenotalmanov, so Reuven gets 100, Shimon gets 100. Chazar v'nagach shor acher shav masayim acher notalmana v'shalafanov zenotachamishim. That's exactly the Mishnah's case. Levi got 50. Levi gets 100 now. Where does he get the 100 from? Half from Reuven, half from Shimon. Now Reuven and Shimon each now gave 50. Chazar v'nagach shor shav masayim. Now Levi. It's by Levi. Now it damages Yehuda. Acher notalmana. Last guy gets his 100. The last guy gets, by this is entirely different than Reb Meir. Because according to Reb Shimon, the last guy always gets full half. According to Reb Meir, it's not true. The last guy, what about the guys before? Right? So ha'achmo no tel mona. V'shalafanav no tel chamishim zot. Yehuda gets 100. Levi now is left with 50. And harishon dinar zahav. Harishonim dinar zahav. And the guys beforehand get 25 each. That cannot work in the world of Rabbi Shmuel. That cannot. So the Gemara says, Asan Rabbi Akiva. There has to be like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon must hold like Rabbi Akiva. The Amar who says, Torah deshetufe have. They for all partners. So the Gemara says, Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, the Sefer Rabbi Akiva. Could that be? The Reisha Rabbi Shmuel and the Sefer Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara says, Amri in yes. To Amar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel said Rav Yehuda, Shinina. Sharp one. Shavuk masnisan. Don't try. You're not going to figure this Mishnah out, right? Take this Mishnah, the Torah Basra, and learn it outside, and learn it the following way. The only way this Mishnah is going to make any sense. We had this already about other Mishnahs. Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, the Sefer Rabbi Akiva. Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, and the Sefer is Rabbi Akiva. It's not so crazy. It's two different Tanoim. Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Akiva. It's not so outlandish. There's two authors. There's two Tanoim in the Mishnah. Right, so each one holds like a different Tana regarding the other machlokas, and they both make sense.
What would be if we say that this case is like the previous situation that we said, in other words, that they grabbed it and then become like a...
So according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't have to go down that road. You don't have to go down that. You don't have to say they grabbed it. Everybody can be nice, mention, go to Bezdin, we'll keep on divvying it up like this. You don't have to go into that. Yeah, you don't have to go into that. With different sheet, though. You don't have to go into that. Everyone becomes an owner. Everyone's an owner. According to Rabbi Shimon, you're not an owner, you're a claimant. So go get in line. Okay. Now that we've talked about, you'll see why this comes in here. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there. Where's over there? It's a Gemara later on, Daf Tzadik something. The Lekaman, Daf Tzadik. Hatokei Lechadero, if you damage your friend by striking his ear, for whatever reason, you hit his ear. And Nosin Lo Sela, you have to pay a Sela. That's all machlokas. Is this Sela for just boshes, just for embarrassment? Is it all the damages? It's like an objective amount of damage per for doing this. The Gemara had these later on. We have these numbers. You damage somebody's ear, you pay such and such. You damage him, you pay such and such. It's a machlokas. Is this nezek? Is it tar? Is it only boshes? Is it all five? Is it only nezek? Is it only boshes? It's all machlokas. What it is. Bottom. That's irrelevant. That's irrelevant for our discussion. We're talking about the money. So it's irrelevant what it is. You have to be one sela. How much is a sela? A sela is four dinarim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yosef Glili. No, money. You have to be 100 dinarim. So they have a huge, they're far apart from each other. One says 4 dinar, one says 100 dinar. Now, Hahu Gavra, there was once a guy, to talk to Lachavre, he did that to his friend, he hit his friend. Shalche Rav Tuvia Bar Masna, Lekamei to Rav Yosef. So they asked the question to how much he has to pay. Sela tsuri tanan. Did we learn a sela? Each sela is a sela tsuri from the country of Tsur, which means each sela is worth 4 zuz. Oh, or sela medina tanan. Or was it a sela medina, which means a provincial sela, which is worth a half a zuz? What is going on here? We'll explain in 1 second. Amale, so he answers back, tinisuha. We have a raya from our Mishnah, what's going on? So we'll stop for 2 seconds. What's going on is as follows. When the Torah says that you have to pay a certain amount, 30 shekel if you knock out a tooth of your eved. So when the Torah was, this is a Tosfos and Bechoros explains as follows. When the Torah was given, every country in the world, every currency in the world used pure silver. A coin was 100% pure silver. Those are the shekels you have to pay when these amounts are given in the Torah. As time went on, they started to make 7 parts copper and 1 part silver, right? Just to give it a shiny look, but it was really copper. The only country that kept the currency of pure silver was the country of Tsur. For whatever reason, they kept it as the currency of Tsur, pure silver. So the Torah didn't change, the halacha didn't change. So whenever the Torah required you to pay 30 shekel, 50 shekel, 100 shekel, you have to use the currency of Tsur. Why? Because they're the only people that still use pure silver. Everybody else was all mixed up. So now they have a shy like this. There's a tokea, someone hit somebody in the ear, they have to pay a certain amount. What are they paying? Are they paying those very stringent, d'oraisa kinds of money? Or no, that's the currency that we all have today. Right? So what's a dollar made out of? A silver dollar? There's enough silver in it. It's all made of all the other metals. Can you give? Is that good enough? Or does it have to be the like what it says in the Torah? That was the Shaila. So now it makes sense? Makes a little more sense. That was the Shaila. What kind of cards are we talking about? We can bring a Raya from our Mishnah. Why? Our Mishnah says, Shnayim Harishonim Dinar Zahav. The last two pay one dinar. One dinar is 25 zuz. Right? But if you're talking about provincial selahs where the zuzim are worth more, there's more zuz in there. Why? Because each one's worth a half instead of being worth four. So there's more. I can go down. I can mention another case. What's the other case? Niflog v'nisni ad treis avasela. I can go to 12 and a half. I can keep on going. By virtue of the fact that I didn't do that, it must be we're talking about the more machmer currency. Why? Because I could have gone down further, and I didn't. Sigma says, Amalei, no. Tana ki ruchlu lesi v'lezel. What, a Tana is like a counts change? The Tana has to count change? I have to go down until it goes half and half forever? How many cases down the line that Tana have to go? That's a raya. It's a raya what currency we're discussing in Mesechta's Baba Kama, whether it's here or Daf Tzadik, because I didn't go down further? What, the Tana's a peddler? Right, Tana's a peddler? So my havi Allah, what's the bottom line? Pashtua miha the Amr of Yehuda Amar Rav. Let's resolve it from the statement of Yehuda Rav that says, call Kesef Amar Batorah, Kesef Tzuri. No, anytime the Torah mentions Kesef, we're talking about only pure silver. Like when the Torah was given, it was every land, and after a while it only became the land of Tzur. V'shal divrehem, but if it's a Dinder Rabbanon, like a Knas, like Boshet, these types of Dinder Rabbanons, then Kesef Medina. Then it's the currency of the day. Right, so the kind of a knas. If you do that to someone in public, it has to be $100. So is $100 bill? Yeah. What are these strict? I have to give pure silver from some country now in the world? No, you don't have to do that. It's not Pidyon HaBen, right? It's not like Pidyon HaBen that we do that. Why? I think it's the only thing left that we still have. It's a Din D'Oraisa that has a currency. It's the only one left, which is why when someone makes a Pidyon HaBen, they get the old American coins, or they make special coins in Eretz Yisrael that have pure silver. That's exactly why. When it comes to Din D'Rabbanan, Any currency is good. So there's no raya from our Mishnah like that. The raya is all the way. Right? That's the psak. When it comes to the raya, we use pure. When it comes to rabbanans, we don't. Okay, we'll stop here and we will resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.